Damn, nobody's here, bro. Where's everybody at? What are you guys doing in here? What?
I'm gonna beat off on you, girl.
Wait, why is everybody in here? Am I late? Kurt said 4. Oh, well, there's the...
That's a little purpose.
There's the intro. There you go. Kurt, tell him to join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon, like last week.
Jesse, tell him to join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon.
John, tell him to join the Patreon.
Definitely join the Patreon.
Did anybody cancel?
No one's canceled. We've got a big week of followers. We got about 25, 30 followers last week.
Nice. Look at that.
Subs.
What about you bitches? All right, let's do this. See you later. Love you. Bye. When did you realize, Kurt, that you enjoyed White Claws more than beer?
I don't enjoy White Claws more than beer.
So why do you drink it every podcast?
0 calories and it doesn't fuck me up.
Oh.
I'm just drinking to enjoy a drink with you.
Oh, but you so you do it to watch your weight?
I mean, originally, yeah. Same reason why I drink.
I mean, you obviously love it.
I don't love it.
Why not get a beer then?
Because if I get a beer, I'll get fucked up. Because I only drink IPAs.
You won't get as fucked up from a White Claw?
No, it's only 5%, which is really like 4.5%. I only drink IPAs.
I think these are delicious. I was hoping I had somebody on my side, but
those are kind of hard to get a buzz from, though.
Not really. I mean, for me.
If you whack them down quick, I guess. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, but I'm a lightweight, too. I drink fucking 3 of these.
What he's doing, I could never do. That amount of beverage
seltzer
in a can. That's going to get like...
Tall boy?
That's going to like... I
can do that at a game.
I can't fuck with those, that serving size, because that's like, by the time you're halfway through it, that shit is warm and I no fuck.
Well, you're a little cup guy.
I'm a little cup guy.
And when it gets past your hands, John knows this, you got to
hold it up top. Interesting, the heat of your hand doesn't fucking... Interesting. Yeah, no, I can't...
What does that mean?
When you hold it, your hand is like fucking heating it up.
So you hold it from the top when you have a drink this big.
It's alcoholic logic.
Is that the thing?
It's alcoholic.
Probably not really a thing.
Have you ever heard of that?
Holding it from the top? Yeah, absolutely. You don't want your hand warming that bitch up.
Thank you, John.
I didn't know that. I don't know. I guess.
Well, you're drinking a regular size can.
He's like, wait, what? What is life?
So when you're drinking a tall boy, you're supposed to grab it from the top? That's
after the line.
After the line. After it goes, you know.
Oh, after it goes below your hand.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. You're not carrying around a tall boy like this.
I do.
Well, you're making your drink warm.
Warming that shit up.
Yeah, Heineken's
is that why
warm.
It's piss warm at Yankee Stadium?
That's why it's piss warm. Or you just drink too slow.
I haven't had a
and they gave it to you warm.
I don't think I've had a tall boy since like 12th grade.
I have tall boys at any time I go to an arena. It's the only thing
that's
they sell.
That's all they sell, yeah. It's
the only thing they sell.
$1 billion.
Yeah, it's fucking $25 for a beer, you know? I still buy it.
What about people who put like koozies on their beer? Like the warmer, like the things that keep it cold.
Dude, that's old school Hispanic shit.
I hate the way that looks, but it's effective.
I hate the way it looks. You like the way it looks. No.
My uncles used to always put that shit in their Budweiser's in there. That was like a thing.
I've never used one of those in my entire life.
They look terrible. It just looks like a fucking...
I've never had a beer.
It's like a coat for your beer.
Right. That it needed to stay cold.
I probably used it at the beginning of like a party where they made a bunch of those for
like
the party.
Bar mitzvah?
Yeah, well, no, but yes.
Like it has like Adam Kaiser's bar mitzvah on the koozie?
Probably used it for like the first drink or two and then I just throw it away.
Then I just start beer bogging them.
You're not a beer drinker like that.
No, you're not.
No.
I used to love Coronas, Budweiser's. Now I drink these. These and High Noons, those are fucking delicious, bro. Yeah. They're really good.
They're expensive.
They get you more. I think they get you more fucked up than a beer, a single beer.
IPA.
Yeah, but that shit tastes like armpit.
You could say that, but I could give you an IPA and you'd be.
Everyone
trash.
Says that, and every time I have a different IPA, it always tastes like armpit.
I think you know whatever it does for you. I'm getting hit, right?
Why
I'm
is getting, that getting like, hit weird?
I mean, maybe it's time for me.
It's
to
like sun is creeping.
Ascend to heaven. It's coming through the door.
Well, like, what are you getting?
He's getting a shot right on his face.
It's just a light, like an angelic light.
It's crazy to come through.
It's God. He's coming for me. He said, this is your time, son.
So what's up? How's the week been?
Amazing.
Anything good? Any traumatic?
Everything's been great.
Any fights for your wife?
No, I got my physical, though. I'm on the cusp of diabetes, and they said I should probably... I'm on the track of having a heart attack or a stroke within 10 years.
Ah.
So I'm 5 days off of Red Bulls.
How many Red Bulls do you drink a day?
Two.
Wait. Let's back this.
I hate when he backs
and he's
up.
Holding a cigarette in his
know.
Hand right now.
Well, wait, this, I didn't wait,
they
wait,
said
wait.
My lungs are all fucked up.
What were the metrics in regards to you going to have
you know
a heart attack?
It was a shitty physical. I went to my...
they gave you a lifespan?
And I said I was going to talk less than fucking...
I'm just saying. They gave you a lifespan off of like, if we get an EKG, you got 10 years, cocksucker.
Well, they didn't even give me an EKG. It was just straight up blood work. I didn't run on a treadmill. I didn't fucking bend over for
so how'd they give you a fucking life expectancy?
I don't know. The nurse called me.
And the nurse said it?
Yeah.
Well, you probably have fucking high cholesterol.
So I have high cholesterol. That's really it.
I take the medicine. You just got to take it.
They put it there. I didn't pick it up yet.
You got to take it. I mean,
at your age, you got to take it.
No, if you have genetically, there's two different stories in cholesterol, and I've gone through this now. If high cholesterol because you're a fucking slob and you don't exercise, you don't eat good, that's different than genetically high cholesterol.
Yeah, but he should try stopping.
No, well, he's got to do that anyway. But,
stopping
but,
what?
But you need to know the difference, though.
And alcohol.
You need
like,
some,
do your
bro.
Parents have high cholesterol? Is it running your family?
I don't know if they have high cholesterol.
You
got to
ask these questions.
I don't know if they have.
Oh, my God.
No, see, yeah. I have genetic.
This is important shit. This is not like fucking.
You're going to die, Kurt.
It's not like I casually fucking don't. You got to like, no. No, it's not like, yeah, maybe. No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
My mom has heart disease.
Yeah. So then right. You probably have genetic fucking, you know, hereditary issues.
You're yelling at me right
now. Yes, because I don't want you to die.
I appreciate
you still
that.
Got like 7 videos to make.
I got 9 more years for you.
I can't lose you yet.
So yeah, the nurse called and Jesus said, Christ. You got high cholesterol. We're going to give you medicine for that. Got
to take
we
it.
We want to see you in 6 months.
It doesn't
and
do
you
anything.
You're on the path. You're on the trajectory of in 10 years having a heart attack or stroke, which I don't
what
know
what
that what came
a
from.
What a thing to say.
Right? Over the phone.
That just what feels a like a scare tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm happy they said it to you because you got to get your fucking shit together.
He's obviously not scared.
Nah,
he has a bogey in his ear.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I
you'll
stopped
be right.
Red Bulls first. Can't I just cut things?
Yeah. But Red Bulls is a good stop. Because
it is
it's
a good stop.
It's that I lowered my cholesterol by a lot by stopping.
You don't think
Red
that's
Bulls.
A good stop? That's
Red Bulls is terrible.
Red
dude.
Bull does not affect your cholesterol.
Of course
yes,
it does.
Will.
It's a fucking caffeine drink.
It's no, a sugar.
Do you know the shit it has in it?
There is no cholesterol in Red Bull. Google it right now. Wait, anybody want to bet?
Just because it doesn't have cholesterol in it doesn't mean it doesn't affect your cholesterol.
You're on camera right now saying that.
look it up.
I think it's bad. I think it's
bad for you too.
Long-term use may also affect body's metabolism, including cholesterol, blood sugars, and weight.
Boom.
Does
you're on camera right now,
there's
brother.
No way, there's no way. Red
so
Bull does not raise
from?
Your cholesterol.
Who is that from? Let's go to
clinicaltrials.com.
All right, so maybe we need to go to a more verified source for Jesse here. Maybe something on WebMD he'll take.
The National Institution of Health.com.
Oh, that sounds good. Let's read that one. Jesse's like, bullshit, fake news.
Interaction with hostility.
The consumption of caffeinated beverages has been linked to elevated serum cholesterol and an increased risk of coronary disease.
Damn.
I stand corrected.
Should I go get a Red Bull or should I stay off the Red
Bull? I'm telling you, stay off the Red Bull.
That is a weird thing to choose first, though.
Definitely.
That's a weird
no,
thing
because
to
he's having two. Listen, he's so having two of that. That's a lot.
What about the bacon cheeseburgers?
You have bacon cheeseburgers?
I don't eat like that.
No, neither do I. No?
I've been having fucking oats and bananas for the last fucking 2 months.
I mean, it says what it says.
I don't know why that's funny.
But like, I've had high cholesterol my whole life.
I don't know why that's funny.
My dad has high cholesterol, like it's a thing, and I've never once had a doctor tell me that you got to stay off the caffeine.
Yeah, Coach, they always tell me.
But that's more than a caffeine
never.
Drink. That's
no, it has
drink.
Taurine, all types of fucking weird shit in
that
it.
That has
a lot
of weird shit in it.
Kirk, should we do a full makeover of you? Like, body,
inside,
everything.
Inside, outside?
Yeah.
Somebody get this motherfucker a Reiki coach or something. This guy needs a lot of shit.
I think if you stop the Red Bulls and the cigarettes and you go back in 3 months, the change will be drastic.
I think so, too.
Because it was for me.
Mm. Cigarettes are going to be a minute.
It was for me.
I'm not going to be a happy person.
You have to just stop it.
Just start jerking off more.
Or try.
Every time you want to smoke a cigarette, go to the
bathroom. Like a vape.
You want a pair? You want some pair?
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Listen, I woke up every morning spitting up loogies with blood in it when I was smoking cigarettes.
I don't spit loogies of blood.
No, I'm saying what I'm telling you is when I stopped and I switched to this, that never happened.
Loogie is an amazing word.
Every morning I wake up and be like, you don't wake up with a ton of congestion spitting out. Really?
Here we go. John Hopkins Medicine seems reputable. Vaping is less harmful than smoking.
Ha!
But it's still not safe.
Yeah, of course not safe.
They have to say that.
I'm not saying it's safe. I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm saying it's better than cigarettes. Yeah. Try it out.
Yeah, because it says regular tobacco has 7,000 chemicals in it. Yeah.
Holy shit. This just has two.
No, it's got 6,995.
Oh, does it?
No.
Oh, I was like, damn, that's not that much better.
Am I safe with like my weekly, bi-weekly cigar? Am I good?
Cigars are bad too, bro. And the mouth cancer.
Yeah, fuck, bro.
Terrible, because you keep the smoke in your mouth.
I thought I had mouth cancer like these last few weeks.
The last few weeks?
Bro, these sores in my mouth from the fucking operation are insane.
It's still
happening. But it's just canker sores.
Yeah, but I
the mouthwash that I use, Colgate.
Oh, they gave me a bunch of stuff, but like fucking never had pain like this, ever.
Mm-hmm. Those should be healed already.
Ever.
Those
hurt. I went to the dentist. And I'm like, yo, I think this should be healed. He's like, no, it's like an immune response to the trauma source of the fucking thing.
That shit
hurts.
And he goes, hurts.
They can last for fucking weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah. I had one on my throat that lasts for like 3 weeks. Right in the back, bro. Brutal. Brutal. That shit's horrible.
Yeah, it was fucking, it's, today's the best day so far. Yesterday, fucking like the accountant called. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to stop by. Everybody had like, it was yesterday. I was, I yelled at Rob. I snapped at Rob a little bit.
Oh, what'd you say?
Nothing serious.
No, but I want to know.
No.
How'd you yell at him? I want to, Rob! How did you yell at him?
No, I just like fucking, you know, whatever.
Did you call him gay?
No.
Gay.
But point of the matter is that like I was in so much fucking pain that I would have burnt this fucking place down. Like if somebody fucking blew on me the wrong way.
You were in pain from
Jesse's
mouth.
Playing the piano like real hard. Just angry.
So
doesn't sound right.
So I was such a fucking bam. Because when it hurts like that, it's like nothing else matters.
Just got to run an angry song yesterday.
Did he get
like
angry?
A death metal song.
Did he?
He wrote it.
I don't want to fucking kill myself.
Mom, you're a fucking slut. I hate you.
Those are not death
so
metal.
So different.
No, it's not death metal? What is that?
It's not death metal.
I don't know. What's death metal?
Kind of,
yeah. Jesse's not doing that.
No, it's not my
Jesse's
vibe.
Doing the more, you're a fucking slut. He's doing that one. I fucking hate you.
I think music is, well, I think writing music is always easier when you're depressed. Is that a weird statement?
No. Probably full of emotions. I wouldn't say depressed, but maybe full of emotions.
It has nothing to do with any of that. It's just like, it's like...
More inspiring. Not more inspiring,
if you do it frequently, like the more often you do it,
then it's
the
becomes,
easier, the yeah, easier yeah. it comes.
Yes.
The less, the more time that goes in between doing it, it's harder to fucking, you know, get the ideas.
I guess
you know?
I'm thinking like words and lyrics more than music.
But I'm like, sure if you're more inspired from an event, I'm sure it's a little easier.
Well, I mean, in my experience, and it's never like directly connected. It's not like, oh yeah, I'm inspired by this thing and now I'm going to go do it. It's just kind of like, it's like working its way in the background, you know?
Right.
It's kind of there subconsciously and it kind of comes out.
So, like. So back to your diabetes.
Oh.
What? Hold on a second. I just want to, so did they give you metformin?
What?
For diabetes. Well, I'm not for diabetes, but for...
You're pre-diabetic.
I'm
on the cusp of being diabetic.
So what the fuck are you going to do?
I'm going to lower my sugar
intake.
I'm
so angry right now.
I'm going to try. I've been working out. I've been going back
You've
to the
You've been working
gym.
Out?
I've been going... Yeah, I'm in pain, actually.
Are you going to the gym?
Fuck, I wasn't going to talk, John.
Why?
What the fuck is going on?
What is the problem? John, are you talking?
You said I'm too much.
What are these behind the scenes meetings like? Kurt, shut the fuck up.
We need a fucking GoPro right out there.
No,
that gets the both of
us. So,
yeah, what the fuck? Why can't Kurt talk?
Usually,
but then we're going to give him another angle to fucking edit, and then it's going to be
more
stress.
So
listen,
what,
you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
The right thing.
Yeah.
What I usually do is if I feel like I have to work out, I like to run. I usually go right to...
Why do you guys keep laughing at him? This is so grimy, bro. So anything terrible. He says, he's like, so I ate a carrot.
No.
You fucking loser!
You can't.
No, but this is good, brother. But this is good. Keep going. Keep going.
Wait. The guy for my entire life has been buying cigarettes from the Indian reservation.
Yes.
Also, like,
in a bag. In a Ziploc bag.
I mean, you got decades of fucking information on this guy. It's hard to overlook.
You just don't know that I've done that. But anyway.
Hey, you don't know who he really is. You don't know. Yeah, you don't know him.
If I'm hanging out
when I was seven, I used to run.
If I'm hanging out in Lindenhurst, I don't expect to see Kurt running up and down the streets.
He's like, I bought this Wii game.
No, I'll make a phone call right now to 10 people. Like, guys, quick. When you see running and Kurt, does that go together?
No, it doesn't go together. I understand that.
But
used to just shooting right to that, and that's how I would try and get in shape. But I told myself this time, when I talked to myself in my head, I said, whenever I start running, my legs get super tired first because I'm weak.
Yeah.
I said, I need to start working out. So I've been working out.
I'm only giggling because I can feel their energy. I can feel their energy. I can feel it. Jesse's going like this.
I don't like talking about it because in a month I could stop doing everything again.
Yeah, but that's everybody. Everybody does that.
Everybody's doctor doesn't tell them you're going to fucking die in 10 years.
Yeah, everybody has high cholesterol, high triglycerides, high everything, bro.
They just said I'm on the trajectory of that. You would never told that?
Yeah, he's on high cholesterol pills.
Yes.
See, I don't want to go on pills.
That's not the same pill. Everybody in the world's on that pill.
I did it without the pill, and I got it down to right at the top where he told me, like, every 3 months you still got to come in now because if it goes back, then you have to go on the medicine. But if you can keep it at this rate. And I dropped it like 300 points.
I've done the fucking research. The cholesterol statins is like one of the longest tested and reviewed and fucking like there's no side effects. There's no fucking like it's since like the 60s, people have been taking this shit on a daily basis.
It's like one out of every 1,000 dies.
I just don't want to take something for the rest of my life.
Well, welcome to being fucking old, bro. You fucking, if you can keep it at cholesterol, you're in good shape. You know what I mean?
Right. Take some CoQ10. Some CoQ10, take some fish oil.
Take some cocaine.
Sure, it's gross. Cocaine.
Say that again?
No, it was Howard.
Cocaine.
It was a Howard Stern thing. That's cocaine. How Robin said it on Howard Stern.
No, but did you go to the gym? Is that you were like lifting in the gym?
I've been going to the gym, yeah.
How's that? How's it walking into the gym? Because I know there's a ton of young people.
It's weird.
What's your routine? A lot of butt? What gym?
Planet Fitness.
Definitely.
The new one.
That.
I didn't want to go to Blink. That's
come on, bro.
Goes.
Fuck Blink. You got to go to like a Crunch.
I didn't want to go to LA Fitness. Isn't Crunch kind of like
Planet? Why don't you come here?
No. Planet Fitness is for
like. My wife told me that I need to pack a bag, and when I'm working here, I need to work here.
Holy shit. I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
What?
I'm fucking out of here. This guy can't.
Why?
Why? Can't do it.
Why?
Because
your wife needed to tell you that?
No, she didn't need to tell me that.
But she just said it in conversation.
Reiterating because
you have a gym at the place that you work at.
I've said it before. I'm getting attacked right now.
What do your workout clothes look like?
No,
short sweatshirt.
It's sweatshirt. Yeah, baggy like NBA style shorts. Past his knee. Long tube socks.
Headband to hold the head.
Long tube socks. Those sneakers. Oh, no socks. Those sneakers like that.
No, it's socks that come up. And he goes
in there. And he goes in there. He gets on the bench. He's like.
Headband?
Headband, yeah. Headband. Visor?
Looking like Tropic
Thunder. This is why I don't do things, guys. I'm going to be dead in 12 years. This is what's going to happen.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think it's great. I want to go to the gym with you. How about let's go to the gym together? I'll vlog it.
You should.
Let's go to the gym again.
I'd rather take you golfing. What?
Where's Planet Fitness?
West Battle, right by Petco. Right off of Montauk.
Oh, yeah.
I think when you haven't been working out for a while and you go into the gym, it's one of the most awkward
feelings. It's super awkward. It feels weird.
First of all, you don't know the people at the front, and they seem to know everybody. Like everyone comes in.
Well, you just scan in. You don't even
fucking
talk to
anybody.
But
then they still look at you. They're like, not at Planet Fitness, because Planet Fitness is like everyone there has been working out for 3 weeks.
Right.
Isn't Planet Fitness like the gym that like four people that don't work out?
Yeah. Planet Fitness, 95% of the people don't go.
Yeah, you can't.
95% of their members have never been to the gym.
Yeah, because it's so cheap.
That's awesome.
And they're like, no judgment. Don't slam the weights. Like everything.
No lunk zone.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want you even like lifting heavy. So there's a cap on the.
There's nobody near me. They have a ton of machines.
You need to go to a regular clean. Or go to a regular gym where everyone's fucking juiced up.
Breathing
the Crunch.
On each other? No,
the Crunch in Belmore. I swear, 75% of those guys are fucking on. Fucking Deca, fucking everything. You walk in and they're just like, yeah. I'm like, I feel so uncomfortable.
I don't know. It's a weird scene. You know what's really funny? So I'm fucking jogging on the treadmill, right? Which I can't stand. I'd rather be outside. Lady in front of me on a bike, nudity on her fucking iPad. Three girls rubbing each other with fucking mud.
What was she doing?
Swear to God. I don't know if it was HBO. I couldn't recognize the show. Three chicks, beautiful boobs. Rubbing fucking mud.
I didn't know what she was watching, but I was watching with her.
Fucking, so I was waiting for her to like turn it off, fucking look around. She didn't give a shit.
Kurt's just watching with her.
Next thing you know, you put your hand in your pants.
Wait, is this a no jerk off zone or just a no lunk zone? Can I jerk off here?
Apparently, Planet Fitness, you can watch nudity on the TV while you work out. That fucking is weird. Madness. That's weird, right?
Yeah. Speaking of which, I want to get a TV by the fucking treadmill.
We have one?
It's
right there. We just have to put it up. It's on the other side of that
wall. We got to do that.
Yeah.
Put a TV where? In the weight room?
In front of the treadmill. Because I'm going to be walking on the treadmill for the next 6 months. So
you should go to
Why don't you just listen to music?
Huh?
Why don't you just listen to music? You like watching TV?
I do.
I feel like I can't concentrate and watch something.
I want to check Rogan. Rogan has kind of fucking put that in my head. Like, it's this thing. He watches fucking like crazy action movies and shit. I want to try that out.
I think people who say they read are fucking lying. I don't think you could read while you're working out.
Yeah. I know. I don't read.
Oh, I think some people do.
I mean, if you like fucking, if you're on the stationary bike going like.
That's
fucking,
also people who say they fall asleep when they get tattooed. I just don't understand that. That is the most painful shit. Bro, my boy's like, yeah, yo, 7 hours. I fucking knocked out. I'm like, the whole time? Yeah, bro, woke me up. Shit was done. I'm like, bro, I'm getting my sternum done. I'm like, I'm like, go to sleep. Try to go to sleep. I'm fucking shaking and shit. Bro, that is the most painful shit.
That's probably a lie, whoever said that.
No, people really do sleep.
Well, that's some kind of mental defect.
Yeah, you're like, there's something wrong with you, bro. That's autism. Yeah, it's beyond autism. You're a fucking serial killer, bro. To sleep during while three needles are just slamming into your skin and dragging.
I don't know what that pain feels like.
All you have no tattoos?
Everybody has a tattoo?
I have a lot.
I never got a sternum tattoo. I don't particularly think that the pain is that bad.
But I definitely couldn't.
I mean, I got the heck of half.
Yeah, arm's not that bad. The inside can be annoying.
I mean, I sat for a 5.5 hour session, and I remember that at the end, like the last hour, it was starting to get like, all right, this sucks. I want to get out of here.
Yeah, the back.
But no way in the world, even though I'm saying it didn't hurt that bad, there's no way I could fall asleep while it's fucking.
My nipple was the worst pain ever, and second to that was my spine.
You got your tattoo over your nipple?
A little bit over my nipple. This one, like, barely.
What does it say? Thug Life? Like, what the fuck you got tattooed on?
That's weird.
It says, even though my penis is small, it doesn't make me a bad person. And it just goes across like this. So anytime I'm fucking my wife and I'm on top of her, I'm like, you see?
Are you ever like...
It's not a big deal. I'm a good person.
Are you ever like, I want more tattoos? Like, does that happen to you?
Yeah. I'm going to finish the middle, which I'm petrified about. I've had a half-finished tattoo. It's all this here. But I didn't do the middle because when he touched the sternum here and here, I almost died. And the owner came to me, bro, and he's like, he's tatted from literally like head to toe. Right. And he's like, bro, he's like, you're a gangster. And I'm like, what? And he's like, because she's like, honestly, bro, no tattoo has ever hurt me. Except for my sternum.
Because it's your bone. It's right
just
there.
Straight your bone. Bone is right there. There's no meat. It's just. And you're like, bro, that shit was brutal. And the nipple's all fat.
Can't believe you.
This fucking guy just found a tattoo pain chart.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, see? And the back, the spine isn't bad? Oh, I thought the spine would be bad.
This is men and women, different for each one.
Oh, they look said at
the
that.
Most difficult place is your armpit.
Oh, of course.
Like tattoo dude, people. I have a little bit
right here. Oh, bro. I was like, it was horrible.
That skin, it's never fucking exposed to the fucking.
Even just pinch it. Just pinch it. And you're like, motherfucker.
You want to know something really funny about
that's
armpit?
The easy
this
spot?
Is no, related, that's the related but unrelated.
No. Who's getting a tattoo right there?
A lot of people.
Right, the base of your ass cheeks?
A lot of people get their whole ass done.
Like the fucking Japanese shit. That's cool. In another lifetime, I would get like a Yakuza tattoo, like my whole fucking.
Another time, I'd be a Chinese gangster.
I'll pay you to get a full back tattoo.
I think back tattoos are weird because you never see it.
What? Who? What do you mean?
You never see a tattoo.
I don't really care about my tattoos being shown. Like, I never, my shirts cover my tattoos.
Yeah, I like to look in the mirror. I like to look in the mirror and regret my tattoos from when I was 18. I like to be like, damn, this was so bad. I can't believe I did this. But it means something, though. It means something. Can't tell what the letters say anymore, but like my sister. My sister gets the most fucking ridiculous tattoos.
Like what?
And I just stupid shit. She got like some like devil shit. And I got so mad at her.
What do you mean devil shit?
Some real like satanic artwork shit.
Like,
and I was like, Sarah, I was
what
like,
does it look like? Is it a devil face?
I think she I'm can't almost bring it up. I don't wanna Google I don't satanic wanna,
tattoos.
I don't wanna like, guess, but it's an image, and then I'm almost positive it says like 666 underneath what? Or some crazy shit like that. Well, yeah, she could totally be
loves the devil?
No, she just like, this is cool. And I'm like, it's not cool because you're gonna get to Jesus' gates. And he's gonna be like, yo, show me a forearm, cunt. You know, and you're gonna be like, sir, I was just joking around. I didn't know. And he's like, you should have listened to your brother. And I'm behind her, like, I told you, you idiot.
Which one of these did she get?
No, well, I don't know. I'm not gonna fucking. It was some crazy shit. I want her to send me. Well, there's a whole fucking thread about
it.
Why does
it say welcome back, John?
Look at this.
It's a picture of John with the deer antlers.
Like, this shit's dope. That is fucking dope. That is goat.
No, it's not. That is terrible. I feel like I'd be like, bringing bad energy onto myself, tattooing that shit on my body, bro.
I don't believe it.
What's like devilish about goats and fucking rams?
Oh, Jesse,
I'm not
not gonna make it up, but I think it has something to do with the eyes. I don't even think any of this shit is real.
It's not.
What, Jesse? What are you talking about?
Representation. The devil is not real.
The devil is not real.
The one on the left hand side. Go back down. That is dope. The
damn,
one
bro.
Fucking...
I'm gonna start saying a prayer.
Going,
Lord,
going.
Forgive them.
Keep going. Keep
they
going,
do
keep
not
going.
Know of what no, they
going,
say.
Wait. Look at that one right there. What is that?
That's a tattoo.
That's a nun in Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. That is Chernobyl. That's what she got.
That one right there. That red one. That's cool as fuck.
Lord, please. All right, take it off. Take it
the
off.
The devil is alive.
Is that like a Rick Ross song?
I can't believe Jesse would say that with such conviction.
He wouldn't get it on his body.
He's
though.
No, I know.
No, I know. I'm not a Satanist.
No, but, I know. Yeah, but if I thought it wasn't real. So then there's no such thing as being a Satanist if that's not real.
No, but like I just don't like
I this, think you're full this, of shit.
No.
Because you're a spiritual person.
Yeah,
but I think,
definitely.
I think you're saying it just to say it. But I think when you go home at night and you look up in the fucking, and you're in your bed alone, you just finished jerking off and you're staring up at the ceiling, I think you think. And you're like, damn, am I fucking up? Should I really have built my relationship with Jesus Christ? You know? And I hope you hear me in your head, like, yeah, you should, cocksucker, you know?
Kevin Herrera for ChristianMingle.com.
Christian put me on BlackPeopleMeet.com, maybe.
No, I just think spirituality, yeah. I do think that there's some sort of a God or something. I think there's something happening, but it just like the fucking religion.
You think it's like
whole,
a fat baby like Buddha?
Yeah, I just think that the whole fucking thing just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense?
It's a
just
tough
like
subject.
All the rules and the fucking.
No.
Like,
forget religion. Forget religion. First of all, the New Testament only has one rule.
And what is it?
Believe in God. Believe in Jesus Christ. I'm serious. The New Testament. See,
I love it. Look for John for answers.
No,
I'm
serious.
Religion's tough. It's a tough thing.
If you're talking about the Ten Commandments, that's the Old Testament. It's,
right. No, to be honest with you, I think the Ten Commandments are more common sense than the New Testament. Like, oh, this dude who's he's the son of God. He's fucking made. He came from, you know what I mean? Like, his parents didn't have sex, but he's here. Like, that's
subject.
So much more difficult.
Yeah, I know. But
then, like, thou shalt not kill.
I think you're oversimplifying it, too.
That was the Fox
you're oversimplifying it to.
Well, I don't want to be a blasphemer.
To be in the affirmative. Bro, what? The baby just came? Like, stupid bitch Mary? You know? But I think you're oversimplifying. But I think when you go home, you cry at night. Can I have another sheet? I don't think John goes home and thinks about it, but I know Jesse thinks about it.
Well, no,
I think John is very sure of his thoughts, and I think I don't think you question.
No, but I don't
think you question. I think there's you know, I think it's cool to believe in something, but I think just like a lot of things, the force feeding of it over time.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Hold on. And then the belief that all the other ones aren't real and mine's the right one and yours isn't the right one. I struggle with that.
Yeah, but I struggled with it too. You know? And I asked those questions and I watched it, but I answered those questions for myself. But I think you have to do that.
We've probably never talked about this. I don't think I've ever talked about this with you. But like in the late 90s, my parents, instead of getting divorced, they became born again Christians for a period of time. And that shit was fucking cult-like. Like, that shit was absolutely positive.
It very well
like, be. So yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the dude who was the leader of the whole thing got caught fucking a 17-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about the religion.
You did bring that up. And the reason why you brought it up is because you shit your pants in church one time and threw your underwear out the window.
Oh, that's why Jesus doesn't love you. That makes sense. He sent Jesse a letter. He was like, listen, you shit in my house? Over, brother.
I got kicked out of the club.
You're never allowed to. No, but I'm not talking about the religion because it took me going to like four separate churches to even like a church to want to get baptized in
it. You still go to church now?
No. We stopped. We went because for me, it's like they were very pushy on like bringing my kids and
it's
although
like,
no, yes. But for me, I was just like, listen, I'll bring them when I'm ready,
right.
You know, and when I feel like they're ready. I don't want to put them in a position where they automatically, similar to you, where you had a bad experience when you were a kid. I don't want that for them.
Yeah.
I never went to church as a kid. I never did anything. My mom wasn't religious. She used to tell me all the time, there is no God. I don't believe in God. He wouldn't let my mom die. You know, so right. I grew up like that. It wasn't until I got older and asked my own questions and really like dove into it myself that I built a relationship. And I want that for my kids too, you know, because I want to be in heaven with my kids.
My kids say a prayer every night with my wife and I sit there like this.
Blasphemy.
Good job, guys.
Blasphemy.
But you're there?
Blasphemy.
Sometimes. I'm not there every night, obviously.
See, I'm the type of asshole that would be like, if this is what you want to do, fine, but I'm not doing it. Because fucking way that they're going to be like, oh, dad's a hypocrite. He's fucking there and he does it, but he doesn't really think it. It's like, all right, do your thing.
They have questions, but I say, listen, I got my own belief.
I mean, she's from the Dominican Republic, and she's like, no, but I think like, I
want to talk to you.
I'm going to tread into dangerous ground.
I would have been like, let's be mommy.
Tread into dangerous ground, but there's like a certain level of people that were like, and this is from my experience. Like, I was in the fucking, in that cult sector for a while.
I think there's more people who side with you. I think if anyone's going to get shit, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
I think that like, in a lot of cultural situations, it's like it doesn't cost you anything, like, yeah, especially like in the Hispanic world. Like, yeah, like being Catholic or being Christian, it's part of it. But like, doesn't mean you have to do anything. Doesn't mean you have to fucking, of course, I believe in God. Yeah, I believe in God. But like, all right, I keep going on about my day and it doesn't affect any level of, but when you get into it, the real fucking nuts and bolts of like being religious, it's all fucking hypocrisy.
No, I'm not even talking about forget the religion part of it, because I agree, it could be very, it could turn you off. It could be very, I mean, to sum it up,
I believe that there is a God.
But why not try to search for him?
But I don't. Because I feel like it's unnecessary. He's you know, if there's a God.
If I was a God. You
don't want to have a relationship with him?
No, but I feel like you can't not if like making,
of course you.
Making the assumption that a God created all of us, you can't not have a relationship with him.
Of course you
just
can.
Just the sheer fact of existence means that you have a relationship
with him. No, negative. Negative. I think you're wrong. But it's okay. I'll wave down.
Have you guys seen?
Wave down. Hey, buddy! Hope all is well. He's like, help me! I can't.
No, meanwhile, we're down in hell with like the fucking hot devil with the hair. That's crap.
Yeah. They're with a bunch of hookers.
We're
and
getting
I'm like,
laid, and you're
I'm
up
like,
there
Jesus,
like,
Jesus, what the fuck?
They're like, I'm only allowed to have a little tiny bit of wine once a fucking week on Sunday.
He's fucking double fisted, and he's like, you fucking idiot. And I'm like, fuck,
enjoy
fuck.
Your turkey sandwich with mayo on it.
And my wife's behind me. She's like, forget them, baby. I'm like,
your wife might be down there with us.
No,
you don't know.
No. That bitch is. If she goes to hell, I'm definitely going to hell. If she goes to hell, I am 100 times worse.
Is Nikita religious? Is she? She's into it.
Did
she get you in?
No. So it's crazy. I started.
This is so funny.
I started questioning. I went through a really bad 3 months where every day I thought I was like death was around the corner, like tomorrow.
every time I would drive, every time I would come home from work, every time I got to work, I'm like, today's going to be the day I die at work or like drive. It was crazy, dude. I was super depressed. It was horrible. So I started like going into like just rabbit holes of different stuff, conspiracy shit, all different types of crazy shit. And then I saw this pastor and he was talking in front of a bunch of people and I just kept listening to him. And then I did like, I started doing my own research. There was a movie with Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg did a movie where he plays this New York Times writer whose wife turns to Christianity. And he's like totally atheist and hates Jesus. So it's a true story. It's a true story.
Right.
So he goes out to say, I'm going to prove that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because the existence of Jesus Christ isn't debatable. It's both scholars on both sides. Jesus is real. The biggest argument comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ, where people say he wasn't God.
And the Immaculate Conception, same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the imagine, yes. But those are two probably the most argued
because
pieces.
Those are the only things that don't exist in the world.
Well, right. So though he went to prove that, like, Jesus wasn't real. So he went on, like, a fucking year mission to really, he went to Israel. He went everywhere. And he ended up turning to Christianity at the end of it all after, like, turning to scholars and all shit. It was a true story. So I looked up the guy himself and I started reading shit about him. Then I started listening to, like, Islam, you know, a bunch of people in it, trying to learn about Islam. Because I had the same question you had. Like, well, so what about the other ones? Like, they're bullshit? And it was crazy. I don't want to get into it, but, like, the how they start, I feel like this is terrible to talk about on here. But
religion's awful to talk about, but keep going.
But that's not true.
but this is just, I don't put pressure on fucking anybody.
Right, which is the most important part.
If you're not being judgmental, religion and politics are just things that smart people talk about.
Even my kids, like, I'm very big on, like, not forcing them. Like, even when before we eat, and I'm like, all right, pray before you eat. They're like, thank you, Jesus, for the food we're about to receive. Amen. I don't yell at them and be like, you didn't say it for real.
Right.
Because, like, yes. I'm like, whatever, bro. I understand they're so young. They don't understand. Like, that's cool. I'll wait till they get older and hopefully have real conversations.
The values in religion is very good.
Yeah.
That's
so,
not deniable.
So,
yeah, but my beef is specifically what you're talking about. Like, so here, my theory is this.
But you got to look
is
into
that
it.
Like, but you know, I have, bro.
Otherwise, the questions.
Well, I was in a cult for fucking 6 years. Fucking.
As a kid or?
Yes.
Yeah, I think as you a have fucking, to do well,
as
an adult.
As a teenager.
I think you need to do
but,
it as
but
an adult.
Here's my point. Here's my issue. My issue is specifically, right? If you took the whole system of Christianity, the whole thing, and every piece of it is the same, but you added back in that Joseph and Mary did have sex and he was not.
You don't think miracles
but hang
exist?
On. No, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying specifically on this thing. Everything was the same. All the lessons, all the good stuff, all the good morals, all the things about being a good person. But Jesus was just a guy, the same way like Muhammad was a guy.
But he tells you you're not a good person. He tells you you're. He tells
but
we're all sinful.
No, but what I'm saying is that my central argument is that what would be the difference?
Sure.
There would be no difference other than the Christian church couldn't say we're the only fucking ticket in town. That's my.
I'm sure.
Because that's a business.
Yeah, I think you're looking at it wrong. I think it's all information.
I'm looking at it like a Jewish person.
No, I think it's all information. I think it's all information that you have to take in and try to be as neutral as possible. And that's what I tried to do when I listened to anybody. When I listened to fucking the Jewish religion of Islam, of Christianity, of Catholicism, whatever it was, I tried to be neutral. And then you have to ask yourself, like, okay, yeah, the Immaculate Conception. Do you believe in miracles? Do you think in this world, miracles exist? Do you
think
those things happen? And
think
if your answer
is
yes.
But my answer is not no. I think anything's
right,
possible.
So then you can't.
But don't put me in a position to where I have to fucking
believe
buy
in that one thing. Yes.
I have to buy in that this in
but
fact
did happen.
But
that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
what
but
I'm
that's
saying
what he's
is,
saying.
No,
is
no,
his big
I get it. But what I'm saying is, like, cool, I get that. But, like, you're saying you looked into it. You didn't look into it enough,
bro. I can quote chapter and verse to you.
Yeah, sure,
I'm being dead. I think, like, I know a lot about this.
You're saying he didn't look into it enough because he's not on that same page as.
No. Because not everybody's gonna believe. Right. I don't think everybody's gonna believe. I'm just saying at
this
the end
like,
of the day.
This is probably the lunchroom is the most raunchiest show.
Yeah, to get into all this.
Time. Yeah, but that's...
We just went Christian mingle.
We're natural born sinners, bro. I mean...
Have you heard Chris DeStefano's hot right now, right? Guys all over the place. He's got a real funny thing about how his dad is religious all of a sudden. And his dad's just like straight up scumbag dad, you know? And he's like, he makes them every time they're driving somewhere and they pass a church, it's like, make the sign of the cross, Chris. Make the sign of the cross.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard of this thing?
No.
But then at the same time, they'll like, he's like, we'll stop at a red light and there'll be a chick with like a low cut shirt on and they'll honk the horn.
Yeah.
And so she jumps and he's like, see, this is a three jiggle. She's Colombian.
I think he's gay.
Well, he talks about he's gay all the time. But
who? Chris DeStefano?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
All right, forget it.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
So he's like, you know, he's like, you see her tits jiggle? Make the sign of the cross, Chrissy. Make the sign of the cross.
Yeah, but I feel like his dad calls him Chrissy.
I think a lot of people have that same mentality of like, and said, you know, one sin isn't worse than the other. And he says, like, look, you're going to be sinful. But right. Everybody has sin. None of you are going to be perfect.
You think that's true?
Everywhere.
One sin isn't worse than the other?
I don't. Yeah.
So like if I go outside and put a gun in somebody's mouth,
I think in terms of the way
that's
how I'm going to look at it is very different. What I'm saying is how God looks at it. God looks at it as if you kill somebody and I cheat on my wife and you genuinely go to build a relationship with God tomorrow and I don't.
Right.
You're going to heaven and I'm not.
Because you have that relationship.
Because you built, because you took the time to actually look for him and build the relationship genuinely. And I think whether that's for Islam or whatever, there's a lot of fucking people out there that are self-proclaimed Muslims
right.
that don't have a relationship. They just do it because it's a good thing to say.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
But I think it's probably the same of everybody.
Everybody, right. What I'm saying, like if whoever your God is, build a real relationship.
I think there's a lot of people also towards their end of their life. They build a relationship because they start feeling alone.
Sure. And you question, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's happening. Yeah, 100%. I agree.
100%.
Now let's talk about dicks.
It's going to be so interesting to see how this is received.
I think if you receive it any other way than like, okay, cool, suck my dick.
You know what's funny about this podcast is like people come in here like the banker thing happened today. Like the guy was here talking about the internet and shit. And he's like, oh, you do podcasts. What is it? Lunchroom. He's like, what do you guys talk about? And I'm like, you know,
we
like,
talk about dicks and pussies yeah. and God.
You know, like guy Jesus stuff, like being married, having kids. And then I always have to say like a lot of dick jokes too, you know.
People, you can't describe
and our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I can say religion also.
I think we do it in a tasteful way. I think you listen to a lot of people argue about religion. It's very argumentative where it's like, you're fucking, you don't believe.
Yeah, but that's when you're a fucking psychopath.
Right.
Like, that's like you're when, on one like if you side. Can't, yeah. Like, I understand being able to say, like, all right, listen, I understand you don't believe it. I believe it. It's good for me. Mm-hmm. It works for me. I have a friend who said something very smart once, but I see it differently, but I feel like he said this in a way, and I feel like it's the healthiest way I've ever heard anybody approach this subject, is he goes, listen, you and I, we could sit here and fucking debate all day long, and a lot of the things that you're going to say, logically, they're hard to argue with. But at the end of the day, like, for me, I take what I need from it that makes me feel good, and I leave the rest, and I don't really fucking think about it. And, like, it's good enough for me.
I
feel like that's a smart, healthy way.
I think it's somewhat of a cop-out, and I'll tell you why. Because if you genuinely believe, he wants you to talk to other people and preach the gospel.
No, I know that's what
right?
they
say. So I think some people take that to an extreme, right? Like
a lot of people.
You fucking go to someone's door and you're like, you don't believe, you're going to hell, you know? But I think if in those opportunities, if you don't take advantage.
Bear witness, my brother, bear witness.
I feel like in those opportunities, like this opportunity right now, like it was organic. I'm going to speak on it, you know, authentically.
Right.
Because I believe and I think that's what he wants. And hopefully, you know, you guys don't go to hell from it.
And how do you feel about your co-host making a song called If I Was a God?
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, basically, the whole point of my song was if people had the ability to be a god, all they would do is like drink, smoke, and fucking.
If I was a god, I'd make everybody gay. Dum, dum, dum. You're gay. You're
so obviously, you know where I stand on the matter.
Well, so now that you brought it up, let's talk about you're dropping your fucking album soon.
Album,
are we gonna put the link in the bio?
Yeah, absolutely.
So everybody streams. So
when
please.
Did dropping become yeah, no. the fucking
it's a weird
thing?
Way to say
hip-hop.
Drop
I know it started with hip-hop.
That's hip-hop. Let's
just start dropping it.
Album.
Well, what was I supposed to say?
No.
Launch?
You said it right. Absolutely right. Oh. But it's crazy how that's the term of
Yeah.
Just drop it.
My shit's dropping.
Drop it. It's like you're dropping a shit.
Drop
a
fucking
drop it like it's home.
So you're gonna put the link in the bio so people can fucking stream. Where is it gonna be on? Everything?
Streaming everywhere, bro.
Streaming everywhere.
Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah.
And is it gonna be on LimeWire?
Does that still exist?
Well, it's funny is we submitted it for streaming like a month ago, and the fucking things, it's like a flashback for time because it goes everywhere.
All those things still exist.
They still exist.
Really?
Still exist. Yeah. Napster still exists.
Napster still exists.
It's going there. If you're a listener and you're listening to this podcast on Napster.
The only people listening to Napster is like Napster. Pakistan still has Napster.
Wait, speaking of this, which was really fucking funny, and I thought of you, I'm like, this guy probably experiences shit like this all the time. And I'm like, wow, I got like fucking 2 followers. But like, I posted a reel or fucking, I don't know, a story or something, or maybe it was a reel. I was playing the piano, I was fucking jamming, and I fucking, and some girl who is like a fan of the show was like, bro, this is so fucking depressing. I'm used to you being funny, and like, I just don't understand. I didn't give a shit, and I'm not giving a shit now. But it was just a funny thing to where like, knows me from this.
Even if you did care, yeah. I would care. Because you, anytime you're doing something that is
different,
emotional to you, or you know, like anytime I post my comedy clips, if I post my skits, I've been doing my skits for so long now. That
when you do something different,
it doesn't bother me. But something that's so new, like my stand up,
right?
Anytime I post something on there, bro, there could be 1,000 good comments. One person puts, like, this bitch ass motherfucker's not funny, you know what I mean? And I'm like,
but I'm not even I got upset. I'm just saying,
even if you did, you're in the right to, number one, and number two, I think a lot of times. When people write something, it's like you can't tell how they're saying it. You know what I mean? She very well could be like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean?
I think
like,
I gave her a kissy face emoji.
Yeah, yeah. But I think also because we're so raunchy sometimes and the way we're like condescending in our speech, a lot of people comment shit like in a condescending way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in the moment, like I'm like doing something serious. So I'm like, what the fuck did you just say?
Right.
It's like, who's going to think he's playing jazz piano?
I read that. I thought it was interesting.
It was interesting.
You have different people now seeing what you're doing.
The interesting part is that like, you know, I've never truly cultivated my own social media. So that's number one.
Right.
And in the real world that I live in, I've always been doing all of these different things.
Yes.
I've been doing that thing longer than I've been doing anything. Yeah, so for me, I don't even think about it. It's like not even a thought, but it's like
to other people
who like now that there's this, you know, very small, get the fucking numbers up, you motherfuckers, let's go. Who know me for this. It's an immediate like, well, what is this? I didn't know.
But it's very different.
It's a very, very interesting thing.
It's cool.
And it's also probably the only thing you've ever done. Like that's what's weird. You've never done anything like this, like the podcast.
No.
You've always done the other shit, and now you're introducing.
Well,
the
I've never really put myself out there like that.
You're introducing what you've been doing to everybody else. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like,
stick to comedy. I'm like, wait, what? I didn't know I was a comedian. But I mean, you know, thank you for saying I'm funny.
But people have been telling me when I did skits, they'd be like, bro, stick to your day job. And you do podcasts, they're like, bro, stick to your skits. Then it's like, then you do comedy, it's like, bro, stick to your podcast. I'm gonna start doing porn. They're like, bro, stick to stand up, dude. This ain't it. You know, these 40-second clips, you know, not good, dude. Not good.
Interesting stuff, man.
But that's just the way, yo. It's the
internet, bro.
What's crazy is like someone started a fake page to comment a bunch of stuff on my stand-up stuff, and then the people started crushing them.
That to me is insane.
And they deleted they started a fake page. Like you could tell when it's a fake page or like a new page.
You?
Yeah, like no followers, no following.
No, just a comment.
They started
a
page.
So they can say nasty shit and you don't know who they
are.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha, so they started a page imagine. She's like, yeah, your head's big, you stupid cocksucker. You think, yeah, watch this. You're going to make bitches laugh in Miami?
Then it gets really.
Not today.
Then it gets really specific. You should bring home this pasta for your wife tonight. Like, wait, what?
It's like, yesterday you fucked me and I didn't come. Oh, wait, no, that's not going to work. Hold on, All right, what would someone else say?
I bet you fucked your wife yesterday and she didn't come.
Your mother is a fucking bitch. No, that's not going to work either, you know? That would be terrible. But it, but then they deleted it when people started going back at them, like, shut the fuck up, like, crushing them. And they deleted the page. And I thought that was interesting because I'm like, damn, bro, you can't even take the heat when no one knows who you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Imagine totally putting yourself out there. That's what people don't realize. And people say, like, you chose to. 100%. You have to learn how to deal with it. Doesn't mean that it shouldn't affect you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's if you're normal, it's going to affect you.
I think,
you know,
the older you are, the easier it is to do. Like, the younger you are, when you're in a world where, like, it like, it's like, the older you are, you have more of a root in the fact that, like, the online, it's real. You can't discount it. You can't say that it's not real because it is. But you also have spent enough time in this world where that didn't exist. The younger you are, it's the only social context that you have. So it's like, if you are misperceived online, you don't have any other fucking, it's how everybody communicates, it's how everybody. Yes. So it's like you can fool yourself into thinking that this is truly what
life is.
What life is.
And without it, you're fucked.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you got to fucking, you got to, like JJ, he booked me for October, and there was, like, a ton of shows, you know? He wanted to put some more, but I told him, I'm like, bro, like, I'm at an age where I know I need my family to be grounded. I can't live on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just can't. It's just, I'm at a place in my life now. And he understood, you know, he gets it, you know? At the end of the day, though, like, there's a specific trajectory that most stand-up guys do, right? Like, most of these stand-up guys, they live on the road for fucking 3 years, you know? But I didn't do it the traditional way. Nothing I'm doing, from the way you even came and signed me, wasn't traditional. You know, the traditional way of, like, finding a comedian is finding guys in the fucking, in the clubs. Well,
and back then you had to do that, right? Because there was no other,
right,
avenues.
Right, but, like,
they didn't have podcasts.
Things are changing now, right? Like, 10 years ago, if you would have said, like, yo, we're going to find a guy on the internet and we're going to have him perform in front of 200 people and see what happens, anyone would have been like, bro,
yeah,
it's going to be terrible. And it wasn't. And it was fucking incredible. And it was amazing, even to my surprise. You know, things are changing. Things are different. You know what I mean? I think there's a way to perfect your craft outside of legitimately getting on stage. But,
well, because you're doing it right now.
Yeah.
You're doing it with your skits.
Yeah. It's, and it's even, all doing even that. The podcast is the same thing, especially in our forum, because we don't fucking set up anything. It's just all totally natural and off the cuff. I think there's a way to perfect it without doing 20 shows a month and living on the road. I think you could do 4 or 5 shows a month, right, and really make sure you're up there once a week, really perfecting your shit and not, like, fucking taken away from your family life. Because if I'm at a point where if I don't see my kids and my wife,
that's not worth it.
Well, also, it's energy and it's inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
Being around your family
life. Yeah, yeah. And I need to maintain the thing that helped me get to this point, which is the social media. You know what I mean? Like, the social media is just as important as stand-up. I look at it as just as important as me getting into the acting, you know, the entertainment industry in that sense. You know, I think they're all equally as important. And I think you have to take each piece seriously and not give up on one over the other. I think you need to make time for it all, you know? Otherwise, what are you doing? Like, my dream is not to just be a stand-up comedian, you know? I have a dream of growing this into something great, but it has separate avenues, you know what I mean? I have to fucking baby each one separately, you know? And I think that's different because most guys, they choose one or the other.
Well, because there was a point in time where you had to.
Yeah.
Now you don't. It's all, at the end of the day, if you can maintain independence and still make money.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't do that before.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that before.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. had a thing about that. He was talking about, like, being on the road all the time when your kids are little versus being on the road all the time when your kids are older.
When they're older, you probably want to do it because they don't
believe in fucking out. He said the exact opposite of that.
Interesting.
He said he had better times, like, he was home all the time when when the kids were little, mm-hmm, and felt like they didn't appreciate it as much as when they were older.
And they needed him.
And they needed him more.
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, I mean, you know, everybody's going to have their own opinions.
Yeah, I feel like you could say both. I think because he went through it that way, he probably felt guilty, and that's why he said that. Yeah. But I think the kids need you
equally as much. Maybe not more so or less, but like they need you equally as much when they're young too. Because like, bro, even like when I'm getting forced at work and shit like that, and I don't see my kids for 4 days straight.
Right.
You can tell there's a behavior change.
Yeah, sure.
Bro, I come back 4 days later and he's like, now, right, to my wife. And I'm like, are you fucking crazy, bro? Like, what did you just say? You know what I mean? Yes. And he's like, he remembers I'm home and it's like, oh shit.
But that's that guy, that's that godfather shit. That a man who doesn't take care of his family can't be rich. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the truth.
Yeah.
You got it. That's
you gotta make time.
If you decided to have a family, you gotta figure it out.
Yeah, you gotta figure it out. You gotta figure it out. 100%.
Also, it's like Louis C.K. Maybe spend a little less time jerking off on people and a little bit more time with your fucking kids.
Dude, did you see that? So first of all, Chris Rock special.
I was just going to say that. I thought it was fucking, it was amazing. I
thought it was great.
It was amazing.
You thought Chris Rock special was amazing?
It was amazing.
Oh, this guy doesn't like it.
I thought it was garbage.
Oh,
it was
my fucking God.
And I'll tell you why.
It's amazing.
All right, let me tell you why. Let me get specific.
Must be a Ball and Wayne's fan.
Hold on. No, no. But let me get specific. Let me get specific
as to why.
Okay, first of all, I thought the jokes, first of all, it was, he's a legend. He's
I think a his fucking, writing was he's fantastic.
First of all, he didn't write it himself, number one.
Sure he did.
He talked about
wait,
he talked about a friend.
Let's not debate. Walking, you tell us why you think it sucks.
He said a joke about, so I was walking in the street and I saw my friend Adam, and Adam just told me he just got a job at AT&T.
Listen, motherfucker,
you're a cajillionaire. You don't know anyone that is in your neighborhood that just fucking got a job at AT&T. Make it more believable. You're a legend.
I understand that.
Put some more time into your joke.
That one stuck out.
The jokes were all mediocre. None of them were extraordinary. The ending, when he did Will Smith, started to get good. And then he fucked up that joke.
He fucked
and
up
then
that
he
joke.
Said
what
it.
Joke? What
he
joke?
He said it out loud.
He fucked up the joke when he said you were
Inception.
Complaining about not getting an award for
concussion.
Emancipation.
He said, but he said concussion. And he said it out loud. He said, no, I fucked up the joke.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to redo the joke.
Yes.
Bro. But
let me tell you something.
You are a professional.
Okay. But listen,
you don't say that.
That's live, though.
You go to the next show. You go to the next
joke.
There
is no next show.
No, not next show. Next joke.
But there wasn't no next joke.
I bet
that was his last joke.
Yeah, but you don't say I fucked up the joke.
How were the reviews on it? How were the critics?
Terrible. The reviews were absolutely horrendous.
I saw them back and forth. I will admit that the first 15 minutes, I think, was bland.
No,
I think the writing that he did about the whole selective outrage idea
leading up to the Will Smith thing
was
fucking genius.
I think that
he was setting up that joke from minute one.
Yeah,
I thought that was amazing.
But that was his only, of course it was, because his only piece of content that he had.
But that's all anybody wanted to hear about.
Yeah, 100%. But I don't think, I gave it a 6 out of 10.
No way.
I gave it a 6 out of 10 only.
Which is still not that bad.
No, it's not terrible.
I think it was better than Tambourine. Which was
Tambourine sucked.
I think it was better than Tambourine.
I didn't think it was very good. I feel like he had a ton of time to be. I think, and we spoke about this before. I think after a certain point, you're just
too rich.
You
don't. Too successful.
You just don't understand what normal people think is funny anymore.
I thought he was going in.
The daughter stuff is funny.
And he didn't do it in the way like everybody else does it. Like all comedians are attacking wokeness, and all comedians are like. But
I thought that was easy.
I thought the way he did it, I think the whole thing was brilliant from the fact of like all of it led to the Will Smith. Everybody was like, "What's he gonna say about Will Smith?" And all
you didn't know from
all,
the beginning.
All
it was
of
called
the themes,
selective outrage. I knew it was gonna be about Will.
All
Smith.
Of the themes just led to that fine. I thought it was.
What'd you think?
It was great.
And I thought the whole idea of not of him playing the part of not being a victim of exactly what he did for a
I
year,
thought that was dope
I thought
too.
That was brilliant on the fact
no,
that
no, there
he
was pieces
that part.
There was pieces of his bit that were funny 100%. I'm not saying 6 out of 10 is
critics
like,
didn't
six
love
out
it.
Of 10 what I'm saying six what I'm what I'm saying no. is what I'm saying is in its cool, overall Santa totality man. I thought the special was whack.
Really?
I thought he's a legend.
Wack's
and I'm
a
not
tough word.
And I'm not cutting down anything that he's done. What I'm telling you is because he's such a legend, I hold him to a higher standard.
I get it.
And I thought for someone of his caliber, the shit was whack. And on top
See,
of that,
I felt that way about Tambourine. I never saw Tambourine. I thought
so
the last one was very weak.
I didn't.
This I thought was a return to form.
No,
I was like, he's back.
I thought the shit was whack. And on to bro, but then I go to look up because I was like, this shit was terrible. So I went to go look what other people were thinking. It was, he got it, the critic, everyone said it was terrible, but woke people also hated it, on top of like the comedy people.
Right.
But the woke people hated it, and they put this thing
that I feel like Hollywood might have hated
Louis
it too.
C.K., no, they did. Louis C.K., fuck, Seinfeld, and the British guy. What's the British guy who did
Ricky
the Grammys?
Gervais.
Yeah. They were doing a sit-down, like, podcast. Bro, you have to pull it up. It is crazy.
Wait, we're talking about his special?
All four of these, all three of these white guys just saying the N-word over and what? Over and
by
over
way,
again.
By the way, I love the way Chris Rock uses the N-word. It's
no,
fantastic.
No, but he's but
he almost makes you feel like
look,
you can use
bro,
it.
Bro, it was the, I swear, I was like, holy
I
shit.
I think the bit
I was
about,
like, damn, fuck, dude. He just, he bro, you gotta.
Well, what were they doing? They were talking about his special?
No, this was like, I guess someone was like, oh, for people who thought it was going to be funny, I knew it wasn't going to be funny.
Well, here's
and then the, said some shit like that and then posted this clip. But and I was like, oh.
Dave Chappelle's not making you laugh and slap your knee and go
yes,
nuts.
Yes, he is.
No, he's making you laugh while he's talking.
We have
something.
A different style.
But I laugh every once in a while out loud. But
he crushes me, bro. What about Bernie Mac?
I think he's different than Dave Chappelle.
I feel like Kurt doesn't like Bernie Mac.
I like Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was great. I had to get used to his delivery, but I got used to it.
But Bernie Mac is a classic black comedian, who is coming from black culture.
Yeah, he tells stories. He's a storyteller.
Completely different
but
type
Rock
of.
Chris Rock is kind
of
on the same path now. He's not going to tell you a. Just a quick joke.
I think Chris Rock is at a higher level.
He's a
storyteller.
What I'm saying is the stories weren't creative enough
for me. The bit about
the
four things that make you famous were hilarious.
Listen, the fact that you even added that fucking AT&T shit and no one looked at you to say,
that was the first
this is a
minutes.
Terrible fucking joke. This is a terrible joke, Chris. It's not funny.
The AT&T thing was a weak point. I thought the same thing. I'm like, bro, you ain't got no friends to work at AT&T.
Shut the fuck up.
But that was the beginning and stood out. I agree.
And I'm like, dude, I was like, what the fuck? Bro, for someone of your caliber, even if you don't relate anymore and you think that's funny, you should have a team around you who could fucking look at it, who isn't rich, and say, this ain't fucking funny. So at the very least, it shows me that you're not putting the time in to create a team that's going to be honest with you because that shit was garbage.
I mean, aside from a couple of weak moments, I thought it was great.
And I thought the beginning was.
And
weak,
I thought that he kind of is crossing into the Chappelle style of like, because Chappelle's kind of like
too late. You're
like,
too. You're
Chappelle's
too
like jazz.
Switching
you know what I'm saying? Like when you look at like. Or like music, right? Like some people are like pop artists and then some people are like jazz. Like some people are a little bit more highbrow. And I feel like that's how Chappelle is for comedians. And I feel like what Chris Rock did, especially at the end with the Will Smith thing, like he was conveying a general level of outrage, really being himself and speaking his mind while also making it funny. And I thought that was fucking awesome.
It was a
when he
Trump.
Said
it was a
when
George
he
Trump.
Said when he pulled that shit when he was like when he called Jada Pinkett a bitch and he fucking said that like everybody in the world
called you a bitch
like wait
yeah,
like
but why was
I
that
just
funny?
Thought
Charlamagne called you a bitch. They're gonna call you a bitch. How was that funny?
I just
thought that was whack. I thought it was not creative.
No,
and he just
but
kept
I just,
saying
no,
different
I,
random
I
names.
I think he was just being himself, and I thought that was cool.
I could see that.
I thought it was cool.
I could see that. So you think that wasn't part of
it?
You think that was
finally,
natural?
So he said nothing for a year, right?
When that happened on stage,
his ticket sales went through the roof.
Of course,
people
he went over this. He
this.
Went. He went everywhere and saying the same shit. He just didn't record.
No,
it.
He did not. I guarantee you, he did not say those last 10 minutes. Guarantee you.
No, he. I know for a fact because there's been tons of comedians that have been on all the podcasts
saying he's on fire.
That Chris Rock has been working on that. For 18
yes.
months.
Yeah.
But he's never mentioned the Will Smith
thing. He has
thing
never
once.
Mentioned the Will
oh,
Smith
Oh, any
thing.
Of the show?
Not
never.
Once.
Ever.
Not
and that also, I think, is amazing about the whole
he's
thing.
He's been going to all the places. He's been going to Comedy Cellar.
And he hasn't
he showing
hasn't
up.
Said any
no,
of that.
Nights
people,
on end. And
yeah.
he never has talked about the Will Smith thing.
Oh, so he did. So, all right. So,
that was
so
brand new.
So, so then that makes a little bit more sense. That makes a little bit more sense. But I thought in my head, I'm like, I didn't think that was creative. When he was just naming different random platforms, I'm like,
well, all right. So I guess like from the level of like pound for pound, the creativity of the jokes, I understand where you're coming from.
Yep.
What I'm talking about the broader sense of like who he is, what happened to him and how, like, when he, and when he's talking about the victim thing, like, when he, because, like, all these Hollywood motherfuckers, they're the worst. And, like,
they're
all fucking liars and they're all fucking, like, fake as fuck. And, like, when he said, like, you know, he didn't go do fucking Oprah and talk about this shit. He didn't go, like, his feelings. And the last line about fucking, like, my mother told me, like, don't fight when fucking white people are out. I was like, that was great, fucking amazing.
No, that was a, because he, it he was had like, a great he was, ending. He had a great ending. What I like you said, I think it was the creativity of all. I think
the creativity was in the big picture of the whole thing, more so than in the actual content of the jokes.
You know what I didn't like also? Like the whole, I didn't punch him because I was raised. And it's like, you didn't punch him because you knew he'd fuck you up. That is a fact.
But just, he said that too.
He said well, he only hit somebody that he knew he could fuck up.
Right. Yeah.
That's a different context. You're saying the only reason that you didn't defend yourself is because you were raised by parents. No, you didn't defend yourself because the shot of adrenaline sent through your body, flight or fight, and you chose flight. That's just you being a pussy.
He didn't run away, though.
He
was professional about it.
I
don't think I'd be able to do it.
That's fight or flight. That's what that is. When you get into a fight, that's what that is.
But
the adrenaline is a shock.
I bet you more Hollywood motherfuckers would have done what he did than not.
But my whole thing is like, don't say it's because you were raised by parents. I don't know. Maybe it's because my daddy left. Maybe, but I thought,
no, I thought that was. I got to stop betting the stock market on this guy. Like, I see the jokes. Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm a little bit more emotional about something. But when he said that, I was like,
just like anything else, though, not to cut it off and put a period on, but just like anything else. No, because like when Dave
Not Chappelle, to shut you the fuck no, up, but here we go.
No, but it's the truth. When Dave Chappelle came out of nowhere and finally came back, the thought of how amazing it's going to be was so fucking high.
Yeah, sure.
You're not catching everybody. And this special was kind of... I loved it. I loved Dave Chappelle. I thought it was great. But I'm saying the thought of everybody with this special for Chris Rock, they just thought...
Yeah, but if Chappelle lived up to it, you're contradicting yourself.
I think Chris Rock lived up to it. You said a couple of things with the 18th.
Comedy is subjective. So I'm sure there's a ton of people who are going to say he was funny. Like the Italian guy. What's his name?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
See, I don't love him so much.
I thought that shit was hilarious.
A lot of people hate him.
I thought it was hilarious.
Right. I don't hate him, but I'm kind of like,
it's no, but right. You got to watch the last special. I think you would think it was hilarious because it's family. I thought it was hilarious. Bro, I spoke to people who were so like emotional about, even my agent was like, that shit was terrible, bro. You got to see his old shit, blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I'm thinking, you got no kids. That's why you didn't think it was funny. If I didn't have kids, I would have been like, the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean?
It's like a band that makes a new album. You don't agree with that new album. It's the same
so
type
it's
of
subjective.
Shit.
So I'm not arguing, saying like your opinion. Yeah, I'm just saying I'm trying to defend my opinion on why I thought it was terrible. And he's still a legend.
Yep.
He's fucking great. And he's crushed it in this fucking game. And he deserves everything, you know, that comes to him. But I thought it was whack.
Should I bring up the Prince necklace? Or are we done?
I didn't understand that.
I'm sure he got fucking millions.
I didn't understand the Prince
thing. First time Netflix has ever done a live thing.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yep.
Bro, it was like cutting off when they
I didn't see it live.
Oh, man, bro. I was like, what the fuck is happening, bro?
I just like anybody who's going after the Hollywood machine. I think Hollywood is such a fucking big steaming piece of shit.
I think he went at Hollywood the easy way. If anyone went at Hollywood raw, it was Chappelle.
Yeah.
If anybody really went at Hollywood for the fucking like, it was fucking Chappelle. I think he did the easy shit because he went at everyone individual. He went at white people. He went at black people. He went at everybody.
Yeah. Well, but he's the best. I think he is great. Nobody who's at that level. And I think when he said that at that acceptance speech of the award, when he said it, that sent chills down my fucking spine.
Yeah.
When he came out and said like, I am the best of my generation. And like, I know it's a hard thing to say, but I'm fucking saying it. And like, there's another generation waiting to beat me. So like, come and do it.
Yeah,
but it's going to take you 20 fucking years.
Yeah,
I was like,
Yeah,
that's it, man.
Nobody's
at that level.
He's absolutely
nobody. I don't think
not anyone
working to get there, but there's definitely a bunch of people at his level fucking in his generation.
I don't think so.
What? You don't think Chappelle's on his level?
No, I'm saying I don't think there's any other comedians that are on the level of Chappelle living now. I don't think anybody's that good.
Then Chris Rock or Chappelle?
No, Chappelle.
No.
I'm talking about Chris Rock. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
He went to that college speech when he made the college speech.
Yes, the one John sent me, which I fell asleep to like 7 times. because it inspired me because I just kept listening and falling asleep to it because it was fucking, it was amazing.
I think he's the best. I don't think anybody's even close.
All right, we're going to do Patreon?
Yeah, let's do Patreon.
Kurt's fucking standing up. That's fucking ready to throw something at me. Fuck you, Kurt. Go to the Patreon.